to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. I'm joined by my brother Chance. Chance, how you doing, bro? What's going on with you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute, man. We were supposed to get after it last week, but I had some personal issues to deal with, and all is well now, and everything is well in the house. So, yeah, I'm here, y'all. I'm here. So, New Age Village, you are in the village. You are politicking with the village. You are with my man Chance and I. We are good to go. Let's do this. We're going to hit you guys with 30, maybe 35 minutes of solid show. Get after it. Give you our thoughts. Get in, get out, and y'all can enjoy the rest of your day, all right? So here we go, Chance. There's a lot going on politically. We both know that. But let's focus on a few specific things that's really going on here. And I'm over here trying to pull up my magic list of topics that I sent you earlier today. Let's jump into this first discussion here, man. I want your thoughts. Do you think the Dreamers actually have a chance in this under this administration? Do you think that they actually have a chance with what's going on? Because we're heading to another furlough. February, I believe, 8th is when we'll be another government shutdown. And of course, Democrats are like, look, we got to take care of these people. And President Trump wants a bill that is complete and separate and clean. And so what do you think is going to happen with that?
I think since Trump really doesn't have a position on anything other than making himself look good, I think the Dreamers do have a chance. It's like Chuck Schumer said, it's like negotiating with Jell-O. So once you got the frequency and how the Jell-O moves and wiggles, you can poke it and get it to do whatever you want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a real good possibility it could happen.
Okay. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm a little nervous for them. I am. I am looking at this as from the perspective of with all that's going on with the Dreamers and him. Yes, he has said with his mouth, this is what he wants to do. But if you guys all remember that meeting he had, where he's like, hey, I'll take the heat, whatever, whatever. You know, he's kind of reneged on that, right? Mm-hmm. And so now we're looking at this situation where come March, you know, what is it, between 700,000, 800,000 people can be shipped back to a country that they really don't know. Like, these individuals have been here all their lives. You know what I mean? To me, they're Americans. And that's how I look at it. I'm not going to sit up here and do and say they're not here illegally, because they are here illegally. I understand that. But to me, at this point, and this is just my personal feelings, if you are in this country and you're doing well and you're a productive citizen, why send them back home? You're sending a productive citizen back home. You're not sending a criminal home. You're sending someone that's doing well in this country. So I say keep them. But for me, Trump is so... It's wishy-washy flip-flop with him, and that's why I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm going in that direction.
Yeah, I think the Democrats just need to find a way to make Trump think that whatever the plan the Democrats propose is actually Trump's plan.
Mm-hmm.
The DACA recipients don't have to worry. See, and I wouldn't even say send them home. I mean, this is their home. It's, to me, it's sending them to a foreign country. But I think... the plan that Trump has put forth, it's actually the Dreamers and DACA recipients as well. So I think it covers like 3.5-4 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and all he wants is a stupid wall that won't get built. Give it to him.
that's what I keep saying, man. I'm just like, give him the wall. You know, and I Angie and I kind of got into it last week about the wall. You know, at this point, I'm just like, give him the wall. If that is going to make him happy, if that will in a sense satisfy whatever is going on internally with him or whatever the case may be, then so be it. But this is the other piece to that I need people to realize. Is he kind of reneging on what he told his base?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other piece about this. That's the other thing that I think is weighing in on his mind right now. You know what I mean? I think if he loses this base, he definitely, I mean, we're looking at possible impeachment once this Mueller thing's heating up. We'll get there later. But what I'm looking at is if he can't keep his base happy, then what? He has nothing.
His base will flip with him. As long as he gets his stupid wall, his base will flip right on with him. And see, he is a humanitarian. He is working across the aisle, blah, blah, blah. His base is so blind. And at this point, it's like, it's difficult to hold an intelligent conversation with somebody that is so blinded in the and just caught up in the whole Trump phenomenon and just believe everything that man says. I don't waste my time with it anymore. At least I try not to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think and I hope it's possible, you know, to give some stability to some 3.5-4 million people. We play like we're going to build a wall. Sure. And then we renege on it.
But see, and that's what some other politicians have said. Like, just give him what he wants for now. Hell, he won't be there much longer anyway. That's what a lot of people think. So,
exactly.
You know, I'm not going to say one way or the other. Look, the truth of the matter is, I didn't want him there. There are 3 million plus people that felt the same way that I do, that voted more to put the other lady in office. but the simple truth of the matter is, we're in a situation where this man is in power. He has the keys to the future of these individuals. And at this point, I say give him what he wants. If it means we can keep these people in this country, that's all it is for me. Whether the wall actually gets built or not, we have to give it to them. And that's really what it is for me. So any final thoughts on this one before we move on?
No, I'm right there with you. Placate his ego to save these lives, then impeach him.
That's it. Right there. That last piece. So let's move on here to this next topic here, man. Village, we are in this new thing where we get in, we get out, we hit you with the okie doke, boom, you get your stories, and then we move on. So this Nunes memo, Chant, what? I mean, I don't know if it's been voted that it'll be released to the public or what. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've actually gone through with that vote. I didn't get to watch any news today. I was hoping to, because I have all my tickers on, so I didn't get anything as far as Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. I didn't get anything. So, but from what I'm understanding about this is, it's more damaging than helpful, because it could possibly give up sources to other things. And I read somewhere where it could actually affect Mueller's investigation. You know, so to me, this almost seems like, in a sense, it's just being used as a tactic to deter the Russia probe. So what do you got for this one, man?
So the House voted to release the memo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's waiting for Trump to either approve it or disapprove it. Disapprove it? Or to sign it or not.
To sign it, yeah.
Devin Nunes, Trump, number, whatever. He, the head of Trump's transition team, made up this memo, and he is politicizing FBI activities and mischaracterizing a lot of what the FBI does and its tactics on how they gather information. So it's possibly damaging to the FBI, and it could constitute a leak. But they're using it strictly as the Republicans, that is, are using it strictly as a political tool to draw heat away from the Russia probe. It's like they're circling their wagons around Trump, because the Russia probe keeps getting closer and closer to Trump himself. And I think a lot of Republicans that were tied to this candidacy are getting nervous, because they're afraid that they may get stuck and wrapped up in the whole mess when it comes down as well.
Yeah. And that's basically what's going on, man. Like, it's, this could literally blow up in a lot of people's faces for a variety of reasons. And I'm talking about Republican and Democrat, and I'm looking really now, and this really has a spotlight on the FBI right now. And like, if you think about it, you know, the FBI is supposed to be free of political influence and things of that nature. Well, this just, you know, along with the text messages, apparently, and some of the, well, I don't know if it's any emails per se, but the text messages, you know, Robert Mueller bringing in investigators that were Hillary Clinton supporters and stuff like that, which to me is not a big deal because Robert Mueller is actually a registered Republican. That's what people don't, they keep not saying, is the man is actually a registered Republican. So when I look at this as he's hitting President Trump hard with all these different things, I'm just like, yeah, he's doing his job. You know what I mean? Like, if he were a Democrat, of course there would be much more scrutiny from the likes of like Fox News and stuff like that, right? But the fact that he is a Republican has, I believe, in my opinion, backed a lot of people off. You know, so
yes.
As far as the Nunes memo, I do want to see it. I'm not gonna lie. I would like to see what was in there. That's so damning. But I understand national security. You and I were both in the military. You understand that sometimes, you know, the public shouldn't have access to everything. And that's just what it is. So if President Trump approves it and they send out a redacted version of that, I'm okay with it. You know, I think as long as the good points are there and not sources and specific names of individuals, I think we're okay.
So the Republicans Democrats in committee asked for an FBI review of the document. Republicans denied it, so it's kind of good. Whatever. Then the source material, so you can compare what Nunes is saying versus all the documents Nunes used to make this memo for comparison. The House decided to not release that. So, and they also blocked the Democrats' rebuttal to the memo as well. So it's purely just a political tool. Suspect that all this heavy-handed political gamesmanship is going to really backfire. The Nunes memo, like so much other stuff with Devin Nunes, is going to back. It's all going to backfire on him. And if anything, it may force Nunes to get back under investigation himself. He was cleared once for ethics violations. He can always go again. I think he needs it. Is to sit there and mischaracterize what our FBI does for political gains, that's not being a public servant. That's being a Trump servant.
Yeah. And that's the one of the big pieces about all that, man, is I get the political side of all this, but all the data and the information that was collected, right, and put into this memo, the people that get this information for him need to be protected. And this to me puts it can possibly put a huge stain on the FBI, right? We all know that everything is not always perfect, right? We look at McCabe real quick here. McCabe stepped down effective immediately. I believe he stepped down yesterday, right? And a Republican politician even said it. I forgot what I was watching, but he supported releasing the memo. And he basically was commenting and saying, you know, McCabe has a decorated career. I hope that this doesn't follow him and stain what he has done for this country and for America and stuff like that. And so, and I feel the same way, you know, like there's no one squeaky clean into all this. There's always dirt under somebody's nail. But I say all that to say we need to protect those that are getting this information for us. And if you say that you don't want to, if you want to release one, but don't want to release the other, that just lets me know you're not being bipartisan at all. You're literally, you're following behind President Trump's footsteps, right? That's literally what that is. Because to me, you cannot release one and not, you release one and not release the other. They go hand in hand, in my opinion.
Right.
So that's just my thoughts on it. Anything else on this, Chance, before we move on, bro?
No, I'm looking forward to see just how partisan and baseless a lot of the claims Nunes is making. And he's been making wild accusations since before the election, and had to step away from the Russia probe himself because he is so obviously biased.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Trump could have, more than just ties. I mean, he can have video of him giving over the Democratic campaign plans over to Putin, and Nunes would write it off as, you know, it's
good politics
information. It's just, you know, they write it off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally hear you on that, man.
Look at the car crash.
Right. I saw that on Fox News. What was it? Hannity show. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, did you just totally deflect and go to a car crash to get your viewers away from? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even very skillfully done. Like, that was probably some very shoddy journalism, in my opinion.
To me, that just shows the intelligence level of the Fox News viewers that are sitting there and diehard using that to inform themselves. It insults the intelligence of the American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
It shows how ignorant we are as a country. That's our number one watched news show in the country.
Yeah, it does say a lot. It does say a lot about us. So, but yeah, man, let's move on here to this next one, second to last topic here. And this is something I'm definitely going to hit you with first. But do you think Trump was actually crazy enough to actually try to go through with firing Special Investigator Mueller? Do you even really think that was really a thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not actually think it was actually a thing. I didn't believe any of it. That story that came out about him wanting to fire Mueller, what was it, and his lawyer, said, if you do this, I'm out. I thought that was just a made up story. I really and truly felt that way. I said, because there's no way that this man is going to fire a second person that's investigating him. I think that's absolutely political suicide, in my opinion. And for all those that are saying it's a nothing burger, it's this, it's that, you know, truth of the matter is, man, if you guys were so gung-ho about finding out if Hillary Clinton's emails were this, that, and the third, and you're not interested in the fact that all 17 of our security agencies said Russia influenced our election, and you don't want to get to the bottom of that and what Trump knows and what he received, then you miss me. Absolutely miss me with anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't even begin to try to co-sign anything like that. So, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let's say everybody that was a witness to Comey's and Trump's meeting, where Comey asked him to be soft on what's his face that pled guilty. I forgot his name now. The guy that pled guilty to lying to the FBI.
Which one in this case?
Right.
Which one?
His former campaign manager.
Papadakis. Papadakis? That's his name?
No, the other guy, not Papadakis.
Flynn. I can't even think of the guy.
Michael Flynn. when he told Comey to be, you know, just lay off of Flynn, all the guys who are a witness to that were fired.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's entire cabinet has been fired. It's all new people now, except for his kids.
Yeah, well, he's not getting rid of them. We know that.
Right.
We know that for a fact. Like I said, I am looking at this, and like I said, maybe, you know, my feelings are mixed. I'm mixed emotions about this one. I really and truly did not think that he would actually go through with firing this guy. But when you saw the report about him wanting to fire Mueller, and then, of course, Fox News or Hannity issued, oh, he wasn't going to do it, and then he come back and retracts his statement, you know, I still didn't want to believe it, because to me that's absolutely idiotic. Like, you fired FBI Director Comey, right? That's absolutely idiotic. Like, I can't even laugh. Like I'm serious. I can't even laugh with you on this one. That's absolutely idiotic. Like, who in his circle is saying that was okay? Who said that was okay? You know, like,
look, arrogance and hubris in the GOP. That's just what it shows.
Yeah, man. Yeah, maybe. Because, just insane. You fire the FBI director because, he's not going to pledge allegiance to you, and he's going to do the right thing. And then, number two, you want to fire the special investigator that was put on to take care of this. Come on, man. You can't. You can't be that wild at this point. You cannot be this wild. So, yeah, we're going to have to take it as is and see what happens. I think I know what's going to happen. 2018, we're going to see a flip. And if you guys haven't been following, I believe it's angieslist.com or .gov. Is it Angie's List? I can't remember. Or Emily's List. I'm sorry. Yeah,
Angie's List is the...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Emily's List. If y'all haven't been following... If you've been following Emily's List, forgive me, Village. A little bit of Village Idiot right here, right? I'll claim that one. Why did I say Angie's List? My God. No, if you've been following Emily's List, you see that there are women that are literally lining up to run for office. And I think a lot of these women can win. And I think we just need a lot of fresh blood in there. And that'll be that. Anything else on this, Chance?
Yeah. 33 GOP House members retiring. A lot of them are from pretty competitive districts. Even the ones that aren't from competitive districts, I think the longer Trump is in office, the more he distances himself from all but the most extreme in his party. That are just going to follow him, just go down with the ship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just peeling, he's just peeling back the layers of the onion and of his base and just peeling off layer by layer. So I think eventually, even non-competitive districts will become competitive because of who he is.
Yeah. So we'll see. I think we're going to see a flip, man. 2018, I'm with you on this one. You know, we already saw Alabama, even for a short term, it turned blue for a little bit. I believe you're going to see a lot more of that, man. As people, as people start to spread themselves east and live in these other cities and teach the things that they believe, you know, I believe you'll see more and more people saying they're willing to vote for this. They feel this way. They believe this way. So I believe it's going to happen.
Wait till the economy drops, till the stock market collapses, and then the government has we have massive debt now. When the economy drops and we fall back into this next recession, it's going to be a pretty big one because we've climbed really fast, really far, really fast. Really far, really fast. And when that happens, then there's no more revenue. And Republicans are talking about they want to cut everything, but continue to give rich people breaks because they're going to prop everything up. I think that will be where a lot of red gets turned to blue.
Mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of ruby red Republicans that are just like, you know what? I'm in the poorhouse, and the person that mm-hmm. I voted for is doing well. That right. This does not work for me. I'm busting my butt for nothing, and they're sitting in the ivory tower. That's does right. not work for me. And you're going to see a lot of people. About
that they're receiving too much stuff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, Chance, last 2 minutes here, man. Bonus question. State of the Union, you watching tonight?
No. Can't do it. I can't get those minutes back from all my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll catch the highlights. I don't.
Let me share it with you why I'm not watching tonight. I read an interesting piece on a blog on Tumblr. I wish I would have shared it, but basically the gentleman said, if you really want to hurt Trump or bother Trump, and you're a liberal / Democrat, progressive, whatever the case may be, don't watch the State of the Union address. Not because you don't want to hear what he has to say politically, but his numbers will hurt. And that's what's going to upset him. That'll actually upset him. And I read that and I was like, wow. I said, that actually makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. You would actually hurt him more if his numbers are bad. That's what'll actually hurt him. Not the fact that his State of the Union could be good or bad or whatever the case may be, right? What is going to hurt him is bad numbers. He's a reality TV star. Mm-hmm. Bad numbers is not his thing. We all know that.
Our man, baby president.
Mm-hmm. That's it. All right, Chance, how do we get a hold of you, sir?
You can reach me at Chance W. Brown on Twitter. And, you can also find me on the Welcome to the Village page on Facebook.
Okay, so if you want to get a hold of me, and Chance is on Welcome to the Village, y'all, some of those links he's posting, it's not always me. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm at Enlighten My Mind. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. You can get a hold of Lady J at Loving Chanel, Slink at Sling Grindstone. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr by searching Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays are on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel on Tumblr and on Google Plus by searching Welcome to the Village. Google phone 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Websites are under construction. Village and family. If you guys want to know what's going on with the Village, just simply subscribe to the Crowdcast. Go to crowdcast.io, create an account, subscribe to Welcome to the Village. And whenever we get ready to go live or we're going live, you'll get notification. You can join us and come on in, talk in the chat box, give us your thoughts, and we'll go from there. Advertisements are available through Fiverr. Just search W2 The Village. We also have an Etsy page, W2 TV. Search there. We have t-shirts, wristbands, swag, all that stuff, man. Let us know. All right, get a hold of us. All right, so Chance, my brother, great show as usual. Thank you for joining me. And like I said, Village, we're going to be in and out 30 minutes and from now on. Every now and again, you may get a little bit longer of a show, but for the most part, you're going to get 30-minute shows. We're going to get in, hit you, and we're going to be out of here. Chance, thank you, my brother. It was fun as usual. Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night. Bye, everybody.
You are the Village. You rocking with the Village. You rocking with the Village. Let's get it.